continued. My pleasure to be chairing it. And the first speaker, Andrew Sixsmith and Lutz Kubicki of Empirica, and it's on user issues. Andrew, you speaking first?
I'm going to speak very briefly because I think Lutz has got a lot more interesting things to say than I have. I just thought I can either speak for 2 minutes or 20 minutes, so I'm going to speak for 2 minutes. I can't speak it for the time in between. Just briefly to overview of some of the projects happening at Liverpool over the last 5 years or so, which are in this related area. We've got currently two EU-funded projects under the Quality of Life programme that Gunnar Fagerberg mentioned before. The Enable Age project in particular is looking at housing and design issues, and one of my interests within that is how technology can be fitted within the broader issue of housing for older people. So, and we are addressing issues around policy to that. I'll skip the Care Keys project. The Simbad project is Lindsay Galloway is in the audience here from IrisSys Limited, where we've been trying to develop a smart sensor to detect falls. A few years ago, I was involved with British Telecom and Anchor Housing, evaluating a activity monitoring system. I've also been involved in developing Internet School, again, another EU-funded project. And this was particularly looking at how we can use Internet to provide education and training. We are about to start one of the projects mentioned by Peter Lansley under the EQUAL programme. Looking at technology to support people with dementia. We've got interest in the e-inclusion program, and we're interested in that one, with a view to EU funding. And more recently, I'm involved in the BT Exact Centre on Community Care. If people are interested in this, Paul Garner from BT Exact is in the audience as well. I'm not going to say a great deal about these. One of the key things that I've been interested in are looking at things from a user perspective, and I think Roger Altwood has already mentioned some very interesting aspects of that. And just to say that this issue of the user perspective is pervasive in all the projects that we've tried to develop at Liverpool to involve users either in demonstration schemes, in focus groups, on individual interviews, to get them at all stages of the research, to contribute to the design of the research, contribute to the setting of agendas. An interesting issue is around what we call who is the user. For example, certainly in the area of telecare, where I've got a lot of interest, we're talking about multiple users and multiple stakeholders. For example, the elderly person themselves, the informal carer, the care provider, the service funder. All these come under the heading of user, but all of them have different perspectives, different agendas. Some have interest in, well, I want to keep my, the informal carer will have an interest in maybe keeping the mother or father safe and secure. Maybe the older person themselves, not so interested in that, wants more of a more interesting life than that. The care providers are interested in really providing services from a professional point of view. The service funders are obviously interested in issues around costs and efficiency. And so there's a range of different perspectives on this, and I think that's one of the key difficulties that we have with the implementations of these technologies. Who is the user, and how does the technology fit in with these multiple agendas? But to focus very much upon the older and disabled people themselves, some of the key issues here are about quality of life, that really the sorts of technology that we're interested in here are not about dealing with medical problems as such, but to facilitate people to have a fulfilled and a high quality life. Other issues around the satisfaction with services. How can we use new technology to improve the services that we actually deliver to people? how can we make them more flexible and more client-oriented than what they are at the moment? My opinion of services for older people, certainly in the UK context, is that really the way it's delivered is geared up to the needs of the provider institution and not the older person themselves. And we need to really work hard to develop services which are client-oriented. And I think really technology has potential for facilitating that. And the second issue around the user perspective and the way technology can be involved is certainly in the area of enablement. How can we enable people to take control of their lives? Issues around information, the ability to make decisions, etc., could be areas that technology could play a role. So I'm not going to say any more than that and hand on to Lutz, who's going to talk about some of the work he's been doing in a European context.
Thank you. I'll try to get my presentation. So, hello everybody. First of all, I have to apologize. When I prepared my presentation, I thought I would have been a bit more time available than I actually do, but I will try to go through the presentation in reasonable time by not elaborating in detail on any of the slides I have prepared. So I would like to take the next 10 or 15 minutes to say a few words, not about smart home technology in the sense that, as it has been discussed in the previous presentations, in terms of an intelligent environment, home environment, but rather on how to bring support remotely into the people's home with help of information society technology, IST, as it is called by the Commission. So I will refer on a number of market-related research projects we have been involved in over the recent years. The latest one was already mentioned by Gunnar Fagerberg earlier today, the Senior Watch Project. But I will also refer on experience we were able to gain in a number of technology development projects focusing on telecare. Today, I think it is not under dispute that the demographic developments will put increasing pressure on our health and social systems. For instance, it is predicted that the prevalence of chronic disease will increase dramatically over the next years or the next decades, as revealed by the representative survey of the European 50-plus population, which was conducted in the context of the Senior Watch Project. Today, between half and three-quarters of the 50-plus population, depending on the age range you look at, suffer from chronic disease. And with respect to problems people have in coping with activities of daily life, for instance, dressing, going shopping, a similar picture appears. And here, it is interesting to realize that from those who express a need for help in that regard, for those who have problems in dressing and so on, only about half actually get any support. And from these, again, a minority today receive support from professional carer. So the largest burden of supporting older people in need of care is taken by informal carers, family carers today. So against these kinds of developments, of trends, it is not very surprising that home care, and in particular telehome care, is gaining in importance. So the major issue here is that the number of people in need of care increases, or is expected to increase over the next years, while at the same time the number of family carers diminishes. So all European member states pursue a policy today that explicitly prefers home care solutions instead of institutional care solutions. And IST, in particular, Information Society Technology, holds a promise to help meeting these economic and societal challenges resulting from this. So, but what about those who are supposed to ultimately benefit from these solutions, from these telecare solutions? So with respect to their IST involvement, with respect to their experience, skills, interest in IST technology, older Europeans are anything else but a homogeneous group. So based on the data of the Senior Watch survey, we have tried to develop a kind of, let's say, IST involvement typology. And according to this typology, about 27% belong to the group which we called the experienced frontrunners. These are people who use, for instance, computers, who possess very advanced computer skills, who use computers regularly and frequently. Another group, a bit smaller, comprises people we have called the old age beginners. These are people who possess much less computer skills and use the computer less often. Another group, the technology open-minded, are currently no computer users or no extensive IST users in general, but are in general keen on learning about technology, keen on, let's say, getting informed of this. They're interested, they're generally open-minded. And perhaps the most concerning result is that about 30% of the current 50-plus population belongs to the group we call the digitalist challenged. These people possess no computer skills at all and are not at all interested in, let's say, learning about these things, getting informed about these things. They simply don't want to know anything about it. Also, functional restrictions are quite prevalent among the 50-plus population and in many cases restrict, let's say, full utilization of these technologies. So, for instance, more than 60% of the current 50-plus population suffers from at least one slight restriction as regards their ability to see, to hear, or to use their fingers when using ISD, for instance, for manipulating a keyboard or for using a touch screen. So, nevertheless, the market potential for, let's say, health-related applications supported by IST is considerable. So, for instance, if you look at those who suffer from chronic illness, the overwhelming majority is at least technology open-minded. And a considerable part of them even possesses advanced IST skills. And also with respect to concrete health-related applications, the interest is quite considerable, in particular if you bear in mind that the actual level of penetration of implemented solutions is very low across Europe at the moment. So the interest in the first instance refers to the internet as a general source of health-related information, but also to, let's say, applications focusing on individual treatment. For instance, interest in getting informed or having the opportunity to look up information and instructions on the own medical treatment over a screen. This may be a computer screen, but this may also be the ordinary television set. And also, this refers to the interest in getting advice by a doctor's advice by email, but even people are interested to a certain extent in getting advice via video telephony. And this is particularly interesting because most of the people have never had a chance to really, let's say, get hands-on experience with this technology. And of course, the interest varies according to the IST involvement, to the IST involvement types we have developed. Well, what has been said so far refers to those who ultimately benefit from these telecare solutions, to the older people themselves. But what about those who are or who have to deliver these kind of services, the care service provider organizations, are they prepared to implement IST-based solutions in the context of their service delivery processes? So we have also conducted a survey of decision makers, a European-wide survey of decision makers in the home care sector, in order to find out information in that regard. And based on the data we gathered, we have developed, again, a very generic typology, which more or less reflects a typical migration path from non-user organizations up to what we have called e-carriers. The non-users, which are nearly inexistent, our data suggests that about 2% of the service provider organizations we have interviewed do not at all use IST, apart from perhaps a fixed telephone in the office, but they do not use a computer, for instance. Then the next group comprises service provider organizations which use IST, for instance a PC, only for internal administrative purposes. The next stage would be to maintain an internet presence, but only to provide information, not to, let's say, offer interactive services and so on. And again, a very small minority utilizes IST for the purpose of service delivery in the client's home. So we have called them the e-carers. And the e-carers, to the overwhelming extent, utilize IST solutions for supporting their mobile field staff. Not that much for, let's say, implementing remote monitoring applications or so. And the motivation to equip the field staff with IST in the first instance referred to aspects related to improving the quality of service. Interestingly, the motivation to reduce costs or to offer new services or to increase the existing customer base play a much less important role. Well, I would like to conclude or to end my presentation with a set of, undoubtedly polemic questions. Some of these questions have already been addressed in previous presentations, but I hope or I think that these questions might be at least suitable to stimulate a discussion about what might be necessary in order to turn these technologies or the opportunities technologies offer into real life benefits. And the first set of questions relates to the challenge of how we can bring IST-based solutions into day-to-day home care practice. One issue which has already been mentioned and discussed to a certain extent is that on the pilot basis, the user benefits have been proved many times. So I think there are many, or I know that there are many pilot projects which have documented that certain user groups can benefit from certain services, certain technologies. But in most cases, the implementation into day-to-day care practice did not happen after the pilot stage was ended because there was simply no business case for these applications, for these services that were developed. And this does not only refer to commercially offered services, but also to services offered by non-profit organizations. I mean, as it has been already discussed earlier, economic viability is not just an issue for commercial organizations, but is also an issue, or increasingly an issue, for non-for-profit organizations. Also, many of the solutions we have been involved in, and I think others also, have been developed in a very specific context, in the context of pilot projects and on a what could be called ad hoc basis. But if you take the perspective of home care service provider organizations, the question is, where can they obtain generic, scalable products which they can then integrate into their existing service delivery processes? I think this is a question which was tackled in your presentation. This is a question which needs much, much more attention than it has received in previous pilot contexts, if you will. And another aspect which has also been addressed in earlier presentations is that despite the considerable efforts that have been made to develop reliable components, the technologies, the devices which are now available are in most cases far away from providing plug-and-play functionality. So easily setting up these systems, I think, is an indispensable precondition for broader uptake. Another set of questions relates to the challenge how we can turn the potential demand into actual market demand. So as the figures I presented in the beginning indicate, there is a huge potential demand. There's a huge need for support for systems that serve certain user needs. But with respect to the users and to the results we obtained in the context of the Senior Watch project, we can say that older people cover the same range of ICT involvement and skills and so on. So a large part of the older population may, let's say, well be able to cope with standard technology which is available now. But one important question is, where can the digitally challenged or those who suffer from functional restrictions really can obtain services and devices that are easy to use and that provide functions that are easy to understand? What can this device, this or that device, achieve for me, and how can I easily use it? This is an important question which is not sufficiently addressed according to the survey results we received. So for instance, I don't have the exact figure in mind, 75% of the respondents said that their needs and requirements in that regard are not adequately catered for by ICT industry today. In general, older people take a very pragmatic approach with respect to utilizing ICT for their purposes. So the general meaning that older people are rather reluctant to utilize ICT is not true. For instance, with respect to mobile telephones, where the penetration across Europe is very high among the 50-plus population, we identified that older people see their mobile phones in the first instance not as a device for interpersonal communication. Their main motivation was to purchase a kind of security device. Of course, after having purchased this device with this motivation, they of course use it simply to telephone, to phone up people. But the initial motivation to purchase a telephone was to buy security. So in that sense, if there's a certain benefit, there's no doubt that older people will use technology as any other age group also do. But particularly with respect to smart home technology we talk about today, it is difficult to get, let's say, a valid picture about the benefits IST solutions and IST offer. So I think we need to think about how can the benefits smart home technologies, telecare solutions, in principle offer, can be made more visible to people. And my last challenge refers to technology development. Now, a number of new technologies are becoming available that allow to connect, let's say, every kind of in-house device, in-house network, consumer electronics, computers, television set, with nearly every kind of telecommunications network. And this process is usually referred as convergence of media and services. An example would be, for instance, that today you can access traditional internet content with help of a television set, and also can distribute television programs over PCs. So I think that these developments, or that we need to explore to what extent these kind of developments, converging media, converging services, and also converging markets, consumer electronics, publisher industry, media markets, and so on, can be best be exploited to support independent living at home. So this was, in a slightly condensed version, what I intended to say. Thank you for your attention.
That was fascinating. Thank you very much, and we'll postpone discussion for the round table.